This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we love the fact that you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A lot of things going on. Just a couple of days away now from the inauguration. And boy, are things just happening. Boy, are things just heating up. And there are some people that just won't be attending Donald Trump's inauguration. Now, gee, I wonder who that is. Maybe some whining, gee, we lost the election. It's Trump's fault. We lost the election. I would say that's a pretty fair assessment. But we're getting more and more Democrats that are now starting to say they're not going to be there. They're going to boycott. Go right ahead, guys. Just prove to your constituents back home that you do not want to participate in the American dream, the process by which we create laws and keep our civilization in America together. Just go ahead and admit that. Gee, I don't like the winner, so I'm going to kick the can. I mean, talk about poor losers. You know, after every athletic contest that I ever coached or I was ever in or I ever administrated, and I've done hundreds of these things, the participants always shook hands. There's no handshaking on this one. No, they're just going to go their own little way. I wonder which way they're going to go. Are they going to rebel? Are they going to cause all these riots to occur that everybody's planning? Are they going to pull the trigger and they're going to flood the border, which is a very strong possibility? We still are in the two-day watch period, 18th and 19th, about whether or not there's going to be substantial action down on the border. We've been talking about this. Whether or not the Dreamers, prospective Dreamers, are going to come flooding across the border. And I would venture to say that most of them, if they did, would come across at Texas and California, California first. Because Jerry Brown is so amenable to illegal aliens, even giving them driver's license. Now, I wonder why they might want to do that. Could it be this thing called CalExit? Gee, it's a, it's an initiative that's being put forth to separate California from the rest of the United States. Oh, no, it must be about the Jefferson movement. All those people are going to move north to Jefferson, form the new state of Jefferson, be the 51st state. I mean, what are these illegal aliens doing flooding in, and why are we having such open-door access to them, giving them driver's license and so on? Well, stay tuned, because I think I do have the answer for you. Because, you see, as we move forward in time, and Donald Trump does get elected, trust me, people in California, the legislative bureaucrats, the legislators, the governor, will be screaming and hollering. You can bank on that. That's why they brought in Eric Holder. We'll have more on Eric Holder here, because there are some people in the Assembly and in the Senate saying, wait a minute, this may be illegal, this hiring of Eric Holder, and bring him into California. But by the way, where is the president going to vacay? Yeah, he's going to vacation. He gets one more vacation on the people's dime. He's going to be flown out to California in Palm Desert. Yeah, Palm Springs area. He's going to stay for a vacation. Now, my understanding, he owns a property there, and he's actually going to move to California after the 2 years in which his daughters are still in school. Now, just think about that. Eric Holder and Donald Trump in the same state. Gee, that sort of makes me wonder, where is Valerie Jarrett going? Where is Valerie Jarrett going? And Loretta Lynch. Now, and James Comey, I wonder what's going to happen to him if he gets out of government soon, which he might. Where would he move to? Well, I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're hearing, California, here I come. Now, wait a minute. Why would all those folks, all these extreme Muslim Brotherhood leftists, want to come to California for? Is it because California is called the Caliphate? Look it up, guys. Look up the definition of California. Is that what it is? They're going to join out here and join forces and come together and form a new country, because it will be the Caliphate, working together with the Catholic Church and working together with the Islamic countries and the Muslim Brotherhood in particular? Are they going to form a new state, a new nation? Well, that's really what's it all about, isn't it? It's about the votes. And after this last election in California, in which it's pretty obvious to me, in what we've researched, and Katie Grimes and Megan Barth and other people have researched, the fix was in on the California elections this year. Certainly with Bernie Sanders. Ask Bernie Sanders if he thought the fix was in California. And clearly, I can tell you that the anecdotal evidence does not point to Hillary Clinton having any kind of a landslide election here in California. Hello? I think there's a lot of voter fraud going on in California. And it just seems to reason that the next vote coming up for CalExit, if they get the referendum, by the way, which is on its surface illegal. On its face, it's illegal. And they know it. But they want to have sometime in March in 2019... a vote on CalExit. And what they will do is determine that they are free and independent at that time. If the vote is over 50% of the voters in California, very low minimum, if the voters of California decide. Now, the other part of this is a little unknown, is that they're going to be a part of the United Nations, this CalExit group. Whatever happens, they're going to be part of the United Nations. They're going to turn to the United Nations. Am I putting some dots together for you? Am I dragging you kicking and screaming from one dot to the next? Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. So we're going to be talking about the CalExit thing here in just a few seconds. But, you know, some other issues that are going on. Barbara and George Bush are both hospitalized in the same time, same hospital. And one of our thoughts and prayers go along to everybody there. Don't want this to happen on the election or the inauguration day if one of them was to pass away. So our warmest regards and best wishes and thoughts and prayers go out to the Bush family. Okay, Obama checked out today. And tomorrow's show, we're going to be exposing a lot of the comments that he made on Drudge Report. I think it's very, very fitting what they have on Drudge as a report for the president's speech today. Sycophantic press kiss the ring. We're going to be okay. That's what it is. He's holding up his hand with his little Muslim Brotherhood ring on. Not his wedding ring, by the way. But that little ring that he always has with the Muslim symbology on it. Sycophantic press kissed the ring "We're Going to Be Okay" is the headline on Drudge. And, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. The number of times he mentioned himself, of course, he always does that. You know, if he's sitting there for 15 minutes, he's got about 30 times he's mentioned his own name. Or I did this and I did that and yes, I did this. This sort of thing. But, you know, the problem that we really saw, and I want to make it very, very clear, is how sycophantic the press really was in this last press conference. And you see why, just in this press conference, you can really see, if you watch the press, and we will have the video of the entire press conference up on later, a little bit later today, the entire press conference on our website, agenda21radio.news, and see for yourself. See for yourself this elitist group of press people and how they control everything. Now, imagine if Donald Trump was to come in and form a different press room, a larger room with more people in it. Imagine what that would do to disrupt these so-called 49 elites. There's actually 75 of them that are permitted to have press passes. And I know a couple people actually have White House press passes. And it's very, very interesting because they treat these people as if they're gods. And clearly, it's a sort of brotherhood that exists there with those press people. Now, you can start to see, just with 75 people, how you can easily shape the narrative if you're the president. And that's exactly what it does. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let me get into this Cal exit business. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all the stories that we've been covering here and a lot more. We're going to be talking right now about this whole Cal exit business and some things that have been happening. But first of all, this the whole thing, I'm going to read you some headlines from Drudge so you get a kind of a an idea of what's out there in the miasma of news right now coming from Drudge, the alternative media. Thank you very much, the newsstream media. Trump protester sets himself on fire in Washington, D.C. Created quite a bit of smoke last night from what I understand, but it's true. A Trump protest. They say it's a Trump protester. Now, who knows? It could have been, you know, protesting against the Democrats who aren't going to be there. Angry at the Democrat. That could be fake news, right? Anyway, man charged with threatening to kill president-elect already. Biden breakdown. Here we go. World order at risk of collapse. That's a good thing, Joe. Come on, buddy. Lights out during speech. Elites search for fixes to save system from populists. All you populists out there listening to me, thank goodness Obama's gone and we haven't got that term populist listed as someone like you and I that are listening right now as domestic terrorists. If you're a Tea Party member, you're a domestic terrorist. If you're a deplorable, you're a domestic terrorist, right? Anyway. There's a lot of news going on. We're going to be trying to cover as much as possible. Right now, I want to talk about this whole thing about CalExit. But first, before I do that, there's a challenge that's coming from a GOP lawmaker in California. Assemblyman Kevin Kiley has asked the California Attorney General to investigate whether legislative Democrats ran afoul of the law by retaining Mr. Holder and his law firm, Covington & Burling, for $25,000 per month to do a job that can be performed by state employees. See, I always love this. You know, I always love it when, and this is a scam and a scheme that comes right out of Agenda 21. If you are in your local government, your city or your county agencies have decided they're going to consult, they're going to go to a consultant. And then they find out they've got the same people on their own staff who are more than capable of doing the job. But no, they're going to go to an outside consultant. There's cronyism going on there. That's the first sign of cronyism. When you hire people, they're on the staff, they're already there, but we got to have these consultants because they know more than the staff does. Really? I thought we were paying the staff to know that information. I always used to veto any kind of consultants that we could use with staff. If something was happening, it was a completely dark area with us, and we did not have the staff that could adequately, then you might consider a consultant. But, you know, I'm the son of a Marine. And I learned from my dad and my father-in-law, who is also a Marine, you make do with what you got. And you know what? Things move along just fine. It says Holder was hired last week by the California legislature, which is controlled by Democrats, as outside counsel to provide advice on our efforts to resist any attempts to roll back the progress California has made on issues such as climate change and immigration. But Mr. Kiley cited a court ruling that said that the state constitution forbids hiring outside consultants for roles that can be carried out adequately and competently by those in civil service, including work defending California against federal actions. In light of these facts, I respectfully ask our legal opinion as to whether the 1,592 attorneys and legal staff at the state attorney general's office can perform. Listen, you've got who there? Javier Becerra. Well, you think it's going to get past his desk? Absolutely not. They're not going to do anything with that. It's dead on arrival, although I do respect Kylie. Now, Kylie is a very, very young man. He's a good, strong leader, I'll tell you that, and especially to stand up to the, well, to the monoparty, the dictatorship that's in California. Okay, other things that are really kind of interesting. Get this little perusal that with the CalExit program, which is kind of interesting, we finally got the LAO opinion. It just came in. Looks like it was just posted just yesterday to the Secretary of State. Now, it's kind of interesting. Initiatives Coordinator, Attorney General's Office, was received by the LAO. It's dated January 10th. And this is the opinion. This is the LAO is a neutral body that gives their opinion about certain things, especially like initiatives. Now, we know CalExit is an initiative. And this is the letter, as it says. It says, pursuant to Election Code Section 9005, we have reviewed an initiative proposing state constitutional statutory amendments to ask voters of California, should an independent country be formed? First of all, they give the background about the U.S. Constitution, laws, treaties, and supreme law, California Constitution, yada, yada. In 1850, Congress and this is California, Congress and the President and President Fillmore approved the act admitting California as one of the United States of America. Section 1, Article 3 of the current state constitution provides that California is an inseparable part of the United States of America. And it says this section of the Constitution also states that the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And it says early in the 20th century, the state constitution was amended to establish the voter initiative process. A voter initiative such as this proposal may not institute changes known as revisions that make far-reaching changes in the nature of our basic governmental plan and substantially alter the basic governmental framework set forth in our Constitution. Only the legislature or a state constitutional convention may place proposed revisions before the voters. So I guess it's like strike one right there for this provision, for this initiative, CalExit. It says, U.S. Constitution does not provide for secession. And we've said this on this radio show. The U.S. Constitution includes no mechanism for a state to secede or secede from the United States of America. And in 1869, following the Civil War, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Texas versus White, which we have cited on this show, that the initial act of admitting a state into the Union was final. There was no place for reconsideration or revocation, the court said, except through, are you ready for this, revolution or through consent of the states. And there is the problem. There is the problem, because they know that the states are not going to meet and let California go. They know that. And this is what I've been saying all along. And this is why we've had witnesses. And by the way, if you attended our last Tea Party meeting, a witness stepped up and told the Tea Party how the cow is going to eat the cabbage a second time, risking life and limb, literally, to be there to tell us what is really truly going on with this initiative. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to report, it seems very evident, very obvious, especially when you have all these actions around the border, when you take a look at the big picture, the big scheme of things, Jerry Brown allowing people to be illegal immigrants to get their driver's license, to vote illegally, which, by the way, is a seditious move, I might add. That is considered, I talked to a constitutional attorney about that, by allowing illegals to vote in and of itself is a seditious move because it negates any other legal citizen's vote. Got to think about that. So if in fact it can be proved, and we think we can do that, that this governor has been involved with seditious activity, that's not going to bode well for a new attorney general by the name of Jeff Sessions. I think his middle name is Beauregard. But I want you all to think about that. So in other words, there's only two methods by which a state can split and separate or secede. Seed is the actual term. There's only one or two ways, except through revolution, this is a quote, or through consent of the states. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys are gearing up for revolution. No doubt about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. And we haven't been on the radio with Larry for quite a while, so we're welcoming him back, especially after the election. I think the last time we talked was about 4 months ago. And Larry, what do you think about Donald Trump so far?
I'm rather encouraged by what I've seen so far. I'd be willing to say that Gun Owners of America had supported Senator Cruz. We had seen him in operation on the Senate floor and in committee, and he would stand there by himself trying to force the Senate to vote to kill Obamacare, to get rid of dangers to gun owners in it. And there were key budget points where he was trying to put a legislative tourniquet on, and even his own fellow Republicans, by and large, wouldn't go along with him. So naturally, we were partisans of Senator Cruz from Texas. Well, he didn't make it, and Trump was the nominee. And the only thing I had to know was his last name was not spelled C-L-I-N-T-O-N. Because Hillary Clinton had made it clear that she wanted to impose the Australian model of gun control on the United States. Well, that would have meant confiscating and destroying about half of our guns here in the United States. So even though I had my reservations about Trump, he'd given money to the Clintons years ago as a New York City political player and the Democrat system they have there. I thought, well, at least I don't hear him saying he wants to destroy the country. And I do see that in the follower of an Alinsky-eyed communist by the name of Hillary Clinton, one of his students. So I went into the election with that in mind. That's the best that we were going to be able to do. Well, it sure beats what could have happened. And instead, I'm watching, by and large, very good nominees be put up. Not only Senator Sessions and as Attorney General, where I think many of the anti-gun policies of our dear leader at the moment are clearly going to be done away with, and we'll see a reversal, of course. But the EPA, which, you know, if I had to choose between getting rid of the federal gun police, the ATF, and the EPA, I'd probably have to flip a coin.
Right.
Because they're both kind of evil. And
kind of?
Yeah. The thing was just crazy that we at least end up with a guy that Attorney General of Oklahoma has been suing them, and he's going to, I think, maybe do some serious damage, if not help to eliminate the EPA. I'd like to see somebody of an equivalent nature ready to go against the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So far, so good. I'm sure we're going to have our days of disappointment, but Donald Trump clearly is not the salon liberal that our dear friend Hillary Clinton is and would have been in the presidency. We have been given a four-year reprieve.
Well, you know, it amazes me the difference, complete difference in what we're seeing in the country today. And I always said that Donald Trump really first wrested away the bully pulpit from President Barack Hussein Obama with his comments about his birth certificate. I think that was the turning point for Obama in the sense that
he lived rent-free in the guy's head ever after.
That's exactly right. deep. I can't remember who said this about Obama with Sarah Palin, but it was somebody. I think it was the guy, the comedian that comes on with Bill O'Reilly every once in a while. Anyway, he says that this is back in the 2008 election, that Sarah Palin was embedded deep within the melon of Obama.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's, I think, a fair statement. And frankly, I don't think John McCain was all that happy with her either.
No.
And it seemed like the more he realized that she was a real maverick, unlike the phony that he is,
yep.
He's just a Republican in name only that votes with the Democrats every time they need him. Sarah Palin really has an independent streak in her, and I think that scared John McCain to death. As the election went on, you could just kind of see him allowing people to go after her. And I'm not sure if McCain minded all that much losing the election if it meant keeping Palin further away from the White House.
You know, a lot of people, I was very supportive and still am very supportive of Sarah Palin. If for only one reason only, and I support her for a lot of other reasons, but the one thing she did during the 2008 election is she was the glue for the conservative movement in 2008.
Yeah.
And people just overlook that. You know, they get into the whole thing about her personality and everything like that and fall into the liberal thing. But my bottom line was she kept us together as conservatives when at a time I think McCain wanted to destroy the conservative movement as we know it.
And, of course, his behavior, now indicates all the more what kind of a truly nasty person he is to go and get some political pornography from somebody in England, sent an aide over to pick it up that was produced by some Russians to use against Donald Trump, totally unverified and rather implausible, I might add, as well. And yet there's old John McCain. There's never anything too nasty for him to do to a, quote, fellow Republican. The guy's despicable.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, we could start getting into the whole notion about what happened with him with the Syrian situation, aiding and abetting ISIS and Al-Qaeda with gun deals and things like that, he and Lindsey Graham both. I guess you could say that the two of them together are really a major problem, I think, even going forward for any president of the Republican stripes, I think.
Well, the thing that I'm certainly admiring so far about Donald Trump is he fights back. Unlike our other Republican nominees, they were really tough fighters, in the primary against other Republicans. As soon as they got the nomination, they rolled over and played dead. And that's not been Donald Trump's game. He fought viciously hard in the primary, and he's not afraid to go after Democrats either. And that strikes me as, well, we haven't seen it since at least Bob Dole was a sellout artist. And so I don't know when you would say maybe Ronald Reagan sometimes fought back, and not since then. So this is so atypical, such a breath of fresh air here in Washington to have somebody come in and say, no, when you do something like that, I'm punching your lights out.
Yeah, you punch me, I punch back. I punch harder.
And much harder.
I welcome it very much, and especially the other day when he took on the CNN reporter. I thought that was just absolutely fantastic because it's
fake news. That
was
a keeper.
Yeah,
that was
fake.
A keeper.
And I watched what they brought out Bernstein at CNN the night before. I was watching this whole thing play out the days before this. Bernstein? I can't remember his first name. Remember Woodward and Bernstein from Watergate fame.
Right.
And, you know, he's sitting up there, you know, on the CNN panel thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, why are they bringing this clown out? You know, but of course the content was clownish to begin with. And they were, contrary to their comments, they were all in on the story. All in on the story. At least that's what I was picking up the day before this whole thing blew up at the press conference. Anyway, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got Larry Pratt with us here. We're coming up to a break right now. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda talking about our Second Amendment. Actually, we just got done talking quite a bit about Donald Trump. It seems to me it's pretty obvious that Donald Trump is going to protect our Second Amendment. Wouldn't you agree, Larry?
He said he was in favor of a piece of legislation which takes us closer to really respecting the Second Amendment. There's been legislation under the current administration, which, of course, they wouldn't support, which now looks like it'll become law, and that is that your driver's license and your concealed carry permit will be treated the same. So if you've got a concealed carry permit in your state and you, say, travel to Chicago or San Francisco, you'll be able to take your handgun with you and your concealed carry permit, and you'll be good to go. Right now, you would be good to go to jail if you did that from some other state, because they just don't like people being able to defend themselves. And so that piece of legislation, I think, is likely to be on the new president's desk fairly soon. I'm not sure how quickly, because it depends on whether the current congressional leadership of the Republicans gets to it, and they're really not all that enthusiastic about doing anything for the Second Amendment. But these bills have been supported by over half of the Congress in the past, so I think something very likely is going to happen, and that's going to do an awful lot for personal safety for a lot of Americans, particularly when they travel to unhappy places behind enemy lines such as Chicago and New York City. Another thing that I hope is going to be dealt with fairly soon, and I think Trump would be equally supportive, although he hasn't spoken as directly to it as he has to the concealed carry measure, is the elimination of any federal imposition of gun-free zones such as schools is the main problem.
Thank you.
By executive order, he could do away with a gun-free zone in military installations. But just as a background, all of the mass murders in our country, save four, since 1950, have occurred in gun-free zones. And that includes the recent mass murder in the Fort Lauderdale airport. The legislature of Florida, very unwisely, said that not only is the so-called secure area of the airport supposed to be gun-free, hence all the security, the magnetometers and all that, but also all the rest of the airport, and that's where the dirtbag committed his crime.
Right.
Nobody else had a gun because it was just like all other gun-free zones, nobody else there to fight back with anything effective. And so I think Florida finally might get on the stick and get rid of that, we can hope. But it's certainly not going to have any longer sanction from the federal government. So those would be two things, hopefully, coming out of the box that we're going to see dealt with pretty quickly in this new Congress and the new president.
Well, you know, Larry, one of the things that we're kind of in kind of going crazy here in California was all these new gun laws that were instituted over the last over the last year in California. They're supposed to go into effect actually in 2018. But these laws are very, very oppressive. But we got very little support, I think, from especially the NRA. A lot of people are really upset out here with the NRA because it didn't seem to support the Second Amendment during this whole legislative session and weren't denouncing things. I was a little concerned about that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I've sort of half-seriously thought, I just don't have the time or energy to pursue it, but it would be, I think, a very good business proposition to obtain ownership or the rights to property on major highways going into California and put up signage, 1 mile ahead, last chance for ammunition, and be selling all this prohibited ammunition that people actually need for self-defense, and let them buy it on their way back into California. Maybe they would even come out of California, stop at some place a mile or two outside the state line, load their trunk up, and then go back in. That is something just begging to happen. And the sign would be so offensive to people like Governor Brown that alone would seem to me to be a worthwhile opportunity to pursue.
Yeah. So one of the, we're kind of coming up here a little bit on time. Your thoughts on the state of Jefferson?
The state of Jefferson has been something that apparently, from what I can tell, has genuine grassroots support in those northern eastern tier of counties out in California. And I would just love to see it happen, because it would mean that if they carry it out and they left California, they could apply to the Congress and probably be accepted. Then there would be two new senators and at least one new member of the House. And I would surmise that the two senators would certainly not vote the same as the current senators.
Sure. Yeah, right.
It would be a political revolution that would have impact nationally, as well as a marvelous improvement of life for the people living in that state of Jefferson.
Well, there's about 1.5 million people in the state of Jefferson, same size as about Maine. And,
oh, it'd be 2 to 3 members of the House then.
Yeah, yeah. And so we look forward to that. 19 of the 21 counties that are seeking independence voted for Donald Trump. So anyway, Larry, we got to run for time. Give us your quick address here.
We're at gunowners.org, and if you go there, please sign up for the free email alerts. You'll be kept appraised that way of what's happening in the Congress.
Awesome. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Larry, we'll have you on more regular, not 3 or 4 months.
Looking forward to it. Glad to know you're back in the saddle and well.
Thank you very much, Larry.
Great. Bye-bye.
We'll be back later, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
From this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here in Agenda 21 Radio. 4 months. Unbelievable. And really nice to know that Larry Pratt is supporting the state of Jefferson. I think that this is a big revelation that is going to help out with the state of Jefferson, that Larry Pratt and the Gun Owners of America support Jefferson. So anyway, a lot of things happening. Donald Trump back in the saddle, or getting in the saddle. I think they're saddling up the horse right now. We're 1 week away. 1 week away from the inauguration. And by the way, we got a lot of stuff going on. You might want to tune in to our Sunday show from 12 to 3. 12 to 3, that's noon to 3 Pacific time on KMYC. And the KMYC link is up and on the Agenda21Radio.net website. And you can go there, and it's live streaming. It will be a live radio show this Sunday. So you might want to tune in. We have a lot of stuff happening. Especially with what's going on in Mexico and possible trouble here in this great state of California that we don't want to have happen. And we're doing everything we possibly can to avert any kind of violence that might come to California. But I got to tell you, it's 50-50 from what we're hearing from our friends in Mexico and our Californios and everything else happening here in the state of California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And as I always say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This. So call 800-297-6668 now.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities. That
you can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.